You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Now that New Zealand has moved to the traffic light system and Auckland is in the red setting, Auckland Transport is having to adapt their public transport services to suit the new restrictions. Nearly 60 night bus services have been reinstated to help people get home now that hospitality has reopened. Auckland Transport is also still continuing to require masks and scan in on transport, and timetables overall will stay reduced as they have during lockdown until later in the summer. During lockdown, the number of people on Auckland's public transport has lowered significantly to 5% of 2019's figures. This is due to a halving of capacity for social distancing and AT's messaging that calls for public transport to only be used for essential journeys in lockdown. Stacey Vanderputten, who is the Group Manager of Metro Services at Auckland Transport, spoke with me this morning about how the red setting will impact public transport. We also speak about how Auckland Transport has been coping in lockdown and how they are keeping people safe while COVID is still a community threat in the red setting.
Well, in terms of obviously moving to the traffic light system, it wasn't a huge change for public transport, but what it did allow is an increased capacity because under the previous alert level 3, we had reduced capacity, so there's only 50% available capacity on board with spacing. And in terms of reinstating the night buses, the motivation for that was really to support the hospitality sector and enable safe journeys home to people that were out in town.
How was lockdown for Auckland Transport, and what has sort of changed now that we're in this new red setting?
Well, lockdown obviously means there's really minimal in terms of people on public transport. It reduces substantially, so about 5% of 2019 figures pre-COVID. And, you know, in terms of alert level 4, that means, you know, there is substantially reduced capacity on board. I mean, obviously we have the tools to be able to support customers to make informed decisions when they're boarding public transport in terms of capacity available on board. In terms of, obviously, incrementally, with every change, you can see an increase in terms of people coming back on board. And it is slow, absolutely, but we saw quite a big increase last week. It popped up at up 11% last week. So we're currently sitting on about 32% of patronage in comparison to 2019.
That is a pretty amazing, like, drop, though. That's massive. I can't believe that.
Oh, it is huge, huge drop. But, I mean, of course, the messaging is paramount around that. It is for essential journeys only.
Totally.
For those that need to use it to get to work, or those that are undertaking essential trips and those alert levels. And people really do, ensure that they're doing the right thing, which is great to see. But it is a big drop to public transport.
So you did say there has been an increase in customers over the last week, seeing more people get on public transport. What is Auckland Transport doing to make people feel safe in this new setting? Because obviously there's been a lot of uncertainty for people and nerves about getting back to this new normal situation. What is AT doing on public transport to make sure that people feel reassured and that they are safe taking public transport now?
Yeah, well, I guess in terms of our messaging, that hasn't changed. Now, we've always concentrated on two things, and that is, you know, what do you need to know when using public transport in terms of what kinds of measures there are at each stage, and also what we're doing to keep people safe. And so that are two sort of important things. And look, what we do know is obviously there were a lot of trips identified as places of interest during this outbreak, but there was not any sort of recorded report in terms of onboard transmission. So it does demonstrate that obviously face coverings are a key measure. And we've had face coverings on board public transport since late last year. And so with that, in terms of already being part of somebody that uses public transport, generally what they do, that has really helped in terms of that. And of course, you know, enhanced cleaning regime and making sure that people have the tools to be able to make informed choices based on, you know, their comfort in terms of how to use public transport. So having those real-time capacity indications really helps somebody make an informed choice about whether they want to take a particular service or they want to wait for the next one. And I think those tools in terms of helping customers make those decisions is really important so that they have the confidence when using public transport. But it really is about face coverings, and it is about making sure that you use your hot card and that it's registered, that people scan the QR codes, and that, of course, that, you know, on board it's clean and hygienic and it has the measures in place to be able to support customers.
Fantastic. And I suppose it's going to be a little bit of a funny period now for everybody getting into the swing of things again, particularly with Christmas coming up. I suppose we might see a bigger change in the new year. But I certainly had a couple of our news teamers talk about you can get on the front door of the bus now, and people were confused and were getting on the back door because they're so used to that being the norm.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we've had 3 months where there was red or, you know, sort of bus boarding. So going back to boarding through the front is different, right, in terms of if you're used to doing that. I think one important thing about obviously going back to front door boarding is it improves airflow as well. So if the driver's opening both doors, then you're getting that increased airflow through the bus, which is, you know, a positive thing in terms of keeping the airflow frequent and through the bus as such. And, you know, with that, in terms of the Christmas period, it's always traditionally a quiet time, and we expect that to continue in terms of that. And we do have a reduced timetable. We stayed with the timetables that we currently have in place through the Christmas period, but we'll be monitoring every day. And if we do need to sort of increase capacity, we will. We've got the means to be able to do so, but then it'll be back to what we call business as usual in terms of weekday timetables come late January, early February at this stage, unless we need to change beforehand. But yeah, looking at it every day and seeing if there are any pinch points on the network, because of course, you know, if you have full buses, etc., that does obviously may impact somebody's, you know, I guess, perception in terms of on board and at comfort level. So making sure that we're responding to that's going to be really important.
That was Stacey van der Putten, who is the Group Manager of Metro Services at Auckland Transport, speaking about how the traffic light system has affected Auckland Transport's services.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.